This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran appears to be at odds with the UN nuclear watchdog over information it should be providing regarding its atomic program, according to the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi.
At the same time, we do not seem to be seeing eye to eye with Iran when it comes to some obligations they have with the IAEA.
Speaking to a conference in Rome, Grossi added he's concerned over a recent announcement by Tehran that it's boosting its enrichment capacity. He said he was still hopeful Tehran would give an explanation for the unexpected discovery of traces of uranium at three undeclared sites. That discovery was made several years ago. A recent IAEA report said Iran had agreed to a visit by the UN watchdog in November, but that meeting hasn't happened yet. U.S. employment statistics released Friday show employers hired more workers than expected in November and raised wages despite mounting worries of a recession. Those findings could complicate the Federal Reserve's intention to start slowing the pace of its interest rate hikes this month. The World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned on Friday against the further loosening of measures to tackle COVID-19.
Gaps in surveillance, testing, sequencing, and vaccination are continuing to create the perfect conditions for a new variant of concern to emerge that could cause significant mortality.
Meanwhile, the further easing of testing requirements and quarantine rules in some Chinese cities was met with a mix of relief and worry on Friday, with the move branded encouraging by the WHO's emergency director, Mike Ryan. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. This is VOA News. The U.S.'s newest nuclear stealth bomber will make its public debut today after years of secret development. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has reiterated that President Vladimir Putin remains open to talks, but that the demand that Moscow withdraws its troops from Ukraine first is unacceptable. The comments came as Putin spoke on the phone with Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who's urging a diplomatic solution that would include Russia leaving Ukraine. Scholz made clear to Putin that there must be such a solution as quickly as possible, which includes a withdrawal of Russian troops. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP's Charles de Ledesma explaining how Russia has rejected Western demands that it pull out completely from Ukraine as part of any future talks to end the war. And the U.S.'s newest nuclear stealth bomber, a report now by AP's Sagar Meghani.
The B-21 Raider is the first new American bomber in more than 30 years. The Raider program is highly classified. Artist renderings reveal the bomber resembles the one it will replace, the B-2 Spirit. Builder Northrop Grumman says that's where the similarities end. Analysts say changes could include advanced materials making the Raider harder to detect and the ability to disguise itself as another object on radar. Six Raiders are in production as the Pentagon tries to modernize its nuclear force. The cost is unknown. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Two people were injured Friday in an attack in Kabul near the office of the political party Hezbi Islami, associated with former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. The party said in a statement that all the senior leaders were safe. The three-party sources and one Taliban source told Reuters that multiple attackers were killed and several guards injured in the incident. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack. The incident took place the same day as Pakistan's prime minister condemned what he said was an assassination attempt on Pakistan's head of mission in Kabul. Taliban authorities did not immediately respond to a request for comment. A court in Tanzania has sentenced 11 people to death for the murder of a conservationist there. Anti-poaching activist Wayne Lotter was shot dead in August of 2017 while riding in a taxi. Those sentenced to death include two citizens of neighboring Burundi. Tanzania hasn't carried out an execution in decades. And spectators and onlooking tourists are flocking to Hawaii's Mauna Loa after the world's largest active volcano began erupting this week for the first time since 1984. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.